Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My wife was at Elitch's yesterday. She took the kiddos out there, and my son brought a friend, and they tore it up from, like, I don't know when they even opened, 9 a.m. until like 6 o'clock at night last night. They were there the entire day.
Great day to do it. Yeah.
She's like, it was so good. We rolled in. She's like, we were the second people in line.
Nice.
So we got in right away. And she's like, it really wasn't that busy on a Thursday, you know, when everybody's at work. And then the clouds rolled in, mm-hmm. you know, and it got kind of gloomy and all that. She's like, they had one rain delay. And during that rain delay, everybody left the park. She's like, so once they lifted it, like, you know, 20, 30 minutes later, she's like, everything was empty. She's like, we walked onto rides. We just walked right onto them.
That's how you do
it. She's like, we rode like so many rides. She's like, one of them we just got on and rode like 8 times. Got off, got right on. Got off, got on. Got off, got on. I was like, well, that's fantastic.
That's
I was like,
how you
that's
do
the
it.
Time to go.
Absolutely.
But last night she's like, I feel like the room is spinning.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids, imagine. Too, they're like, oh, my God, we rode so many rides.
Yeah.
Everything is moving right now.
Probably take a day or two to get your
reacclimated, right?
Yeah.
She's like, there was, you know, not a lot of people there, so they kept, like, passing the few people that were there, and they were like, hey, you again. Hey, what's up? Good to see you. And they were, like, making friends with all the ride operators, like, we're going back on.
Yeah, the jokes. Oh,
yeah, the jokes. there you are again. She said that one guy that they passed a few times, he came like walking by and he had a big old smile on his face because he had this giant stuffed animal. And he goes, I won this. He just kept walking.
Good job.
That would be me.
Like, congratulations. It would be you, wouldn't it? Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked to get down there for this wine time event.
Oh, yeah.
Fart around a little bit.
That's going to be fun. I love Elitch's. I went there for one of their food things that they had this summer, one of the food festivals.
Oh, yeah.
Where they, like, highlighted the food that they had in Elitch's.
You at a food festival?
I know, right? Shock. But, no, they just, like, they do things so great there. It's such a welcoming atmosphere, you know? So when you go in there, you just can't help but want to see what's around the corner.
Did you ever go to the old Elitch's? Were you here for old Elitch's?
When it was Six Flags, right? Before it was Elitch's.
Before that, even, at their old location. I don't even remember where it was. So before they moved it downtown.
I tell you what, the last time I went to Elitch's was when they had the Batman ride where you were horizontal. Do you remember
that? That was a minute.
Yeah, that was a long
I don't think that was even
ago.
The OG original Elitch's.
Okay.
So you never got to see the gum tree.
I don't think so.
This was like the 80s or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's myth and legend. So,
there's a tree there that was just covered in like 10,000 plus pieces of gum. Because as people were waiting in line to ride whatever ride it was, they would stick their gum on the tree. And it was just caked in gum. It was one of those things that you look at it and you're like, oh, my God, that's so disgusting. But then you look at it and you're like, wow, that's like impressive. That's art almost.
I was really excited about this gumdrop tree until you
No, not gumdrop.
Oh, that's
settle down, fatty.
I know. I was like, gumdrops? What?
Yes. Oh, Mix 100 Sports Report.
We like to give you just a little taste of sports. We're not a sports station, but there's definitely things to be talking about, like tonight's big Broncos game. It's their first preseason game tonight against the Falcons. They're going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Kickoff is 5 o'clock tonight, Mountain Time. The Broncos are expected to play their starters for about 15 snaps.
Are they?
Not Bo Nix.
No, he's tired.
Yeah.
He's sleepy.
Well, they don't want to risk that.
So I'm just hoping there's a lot of flea flickers. I'm pretty excited about it. My wife is already freaking out because I haven't gotten an antenna yet on the phone.
Oh, no.
Or on the phone. On the TV. So I should probably go do that today.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's our sports fan. So.
You need to.
Watch it on the 9 News app? Because I think it's on Channel 9.
I don't think you can do it on the apps.
Corey Rose, give me a call.
It's usually when they can't legally stream the game is usually how it works. So you have to watch it on the actual broadcast.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well,
sorry.
We might have to miss it. That'll be unfortunate.
I'm sure your TV
Super Mario Galaxy was just released on.
I don't know. Knick Knack.
That's what we're
going to
watch instead.
No.
Parents, listen up. There's a new study out of Penn State University suggesting that parents who are runners who use strollers when they run may experience fewer injuries than those who run without one. And it's all because of the impact forces that are transferring through the stroller handlebar.
Yeah.
It reduces stress on a lot of your joints. And you get, you know, more balance because you got that goofy thing in front of you as you're running. And so
Totally.
That's kind of a good news
you
heads
say
up.
The baby, like, breaks your fall?
Yeah, if you were to fall. Just, no, it's true. Like, if you're going to fall down, make sure you fall on a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great advice from
Babies
Jer.
Love that, actually. And then how about this? New study. It's out, published from Family Relations.
Oh.
That sounds inappropriate. They say married couples who exercise together or even separately report better communication skills, fewer arguments, and stronger conflict resolution.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're saying if you work out at least, you know, a little bit, you're going to have more positive relationship outcomes. And I would agree with that.
Well, I think you can speak to that. You've always said you
God,
and
we've
Nick
always
Mac,
worked
like,
out like
fell in love at the gym, essentially,
we
right?
We were gym rats.
Yeah.
We were both jacked.
Yeah, I know.
Jacked AF, as
oh,
they
you
say.
Told us.
We would seriously spend like 3 or 4 hours at the gym.
Yeah.
And then we would walk across the street to
Buffalo,
Wild Wings.
I know, protein.
Get a Mickey Ultra and some chicken wings. But yeah, like I think that's what really helped form a good foundation for our relationship.
Yeah.
Was our joint love of the gym and working out.
Well, it takes determination.
And now you can hear her coming up and down the stairs because
no,
of her knees.
No, you can't.
In sickness and in health,
yeah,
right? What were you going to say about determination?
Oh, no, well, inconsistency, and it shows people, like, values. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's important to people. It really puts all that front and center. And so I can see why that would be attractive to someone else. And you would just form that bond together.
And you look banging, and you're all
and
sweaty.
You look so good.
Can't keep your hands off each
and
other.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, what you doing, girl?
Maybe by the weights.
Come
hey.
Here, girl. Spot me, baby.
When you're doing that, are you guys working out like on the same rack, or is it like you just go to the gym together? She
you
does
leave
her,
her rack out of this.
Okay, yeah. No.
You know what, Josh?
No.
That is none
you
of your business.
No.
None
you
of your business.
You
I just meant like, are you doing work?
Nope.
With
nope. You lost everybody. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't even know.
It.
Should I talk? I
yeah,
don't know.
You got 60 seconds.
One
Go.
More thing that was kind of exciting that I did want to add. For some reason, I looked up everywhere. I don't know why he was here, but Tony Hawk was in Colorado yesterday.
What?
And he does a fun thing. Everywhere he goes, he likes to personally sign his own skateboard that he has used and his own brand. And then he leaves them at parks and
oh,
says,
neat.
Hey, I'm at this park here. No one's here right now. Grab it. The skateboard's open
what
for
a
somebody.
Litter
so,
yeah.
He signed a couple skateboards yesterday, left them around Denver, the La Raza Park right here.
Was it really?
Yes.
But it was raining.
Up in
well,
North
that's
Denver.
Why he's doing it. He's like, hey, no one's here right now. It's raining. Go find my skateboard.
Yeah.
And he, that
enjoy
one was
Enjoy
found.
This wet skateboard with a smeared signature because of the rain.
It's a Sharpie.
It exactly.
It's
I'm not impressed
smeared.
Now.
No.
It's smeared. It was raining.
No.
He put it under a bush.
He did.
Was it under a bush?
It was under a bush.
Under a bush at La Raza Park.
All right. Good to know. Yeah, because then you find it, you're like, oh, it's all smeary.
You still got a free skateboard?
That's neat.
Sweet.
I like that a lot.
I like
yeah,
Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Too, find me on the half pipe.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype.
With JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, the iconic Matthew McConaughey. Oh, that dreamboat.
Yeah.
He's got some new folk... E-movie coming out where he plays a bunch of folk music and stuff in it. And he's making the rounds promoting it. And he hopped onto The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. You know Jimmy, he likes to get up there and sing and dance and play little instruments and stuff. So they all got up and they did a folky rendition of Ella Langley's Choosin' Texas. Which is just exploded right now. That song is on the top of
every
chart.
Yeah,
you hear it about every 6 minutes here at Mix 100. You want a little taste of it?
Yeah.
She's from Texas, I can tell by the way.
This makes me happy.
Jugging by the smile that's written on his face. There's nothing I can do.
He's a pretty good singer, actually. Not bad, huh?
All
right, a little bit more. He's really good. He's a good singer. They're all dressed up like old school, like, you know, moonshine looking guys. I was like, man, you know what? That makes me happy. I think I'd rather play that version on the air. Can we switch it out and not tell anybody?
You don't come for Ella Langley.
No,
don't you come
I'm
going to
switch
Ella.
It out. Don't tell anybody.
No, she does. I love that song so much. So.
Do you?
I do. I really enjoy
it. I like
it. The first time I heard it, I was like, no, that's
doesn't
song
she sing
right
that
there.
One with your boyfriend, Riley Green,
yes,
too?
She does.
I think you love me does. Or
yeah.
whatever it is.
No, her voice is such. I love because one of her role models is Miranda Lambert, and that's my favorite female
too.
Country music
me too,
artist.
Actually.
And so I really like that she sounds a lot like her, that whole Pistol Annie's old school country type of vibe. So
that's
I've
what
loved. I
love. Pistol Annie.
I've always loved
you
Lil
nailed
Langley.
It. And not to mention epic bangs. Like
yes.
she could pull off the bangs. Am
her
I right?
Bangs, yes.
Her bangs are banging.
And I like that she's bringing, like, you know, because country music, it's a lot of, you know, cute blonde girls. And that's great, you know, but
yeah,
she's got the
is.
Dark hair, kind of like a Kacey Musgraves look.
She's cute as a button.
She sure is.
Yeah. Button. All right, let's talk about some cars. I didn't know this. There's a bunch of cars that are being discontinued after this year. So I guess if you're out shopping, you might want to avoid these. I always find it weird to buy a vehicle like when they're ending it. You know, you're like, well, do I want this car then? Because they're getting rid of it. The Tesla Model S, that one's leaving. The Toyota Supra. I know, Katie, you were looking at this one. The Jaguar F-Pace.
Oh, absolutely.
Volkswagen ID4, that's an electric SUV. That's only been out for like a couple of years, and they're already putting the bullet in that one. That's weird.
It's a little concerning.
And
right?
then how about this one? Iconic. This has been around for, I think, 25 plus years. Knick Knack had one of these back in the day. The Ford Escape. The old Ford Escape is going bye-bye. I know. Probably because they got that Bronco Sport out now that everybody's zipping around in.
They finally get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Escape. I thought it.
Oh, man.
Okay. The dramatic pause is crazy, though. You could keep going.
Let's talk about dogs really quick.
All right.
There's a survey out talking about the top dog name, the most popular dog name right now. I'm underwhelmed.
Is it Taylor?
Bella.
I like it.
Bella. Little Bella. Bella has dominated in 25 different states. Like, people be naming their... That sucks. Like, if you go to a dog park and you're like, Bella, and then, like, nine dogs come running at you.
Or your daughter.
Or your daughter. It's a daughter name, too.
It is. And that's the... Because Bella's a very popular girl name right now. So, that's kind of always a little... Yeah, when someone says that, that's my dog's name, I'm
always
like...
That's my daughter's name.
Because people say that about baby Nana's name a lot. Like, I name my dog that. I'm like, huh.
Yeah,
well, I went one step further.
I could see that. Little Zoe.
Yeah.
It was always weird growing up because in the neighborhood, there was a guy across the street who had this giant Great Dane, and the dog's name was Harley.
Uh-huh.
And then the people across the street, young couple moved in, had a baby, and then they named the baby Harley.
Yes.
So it was always like, you know, the dog across the street is the same name as your baby.
Exactly. It's a little weird, right?
Yeah.
It's a little
weird. And they both pooped everywhere.
Yeah.
What else is going on locally?
Okay, we're kicking it off with Triple B, speaking of baby, as in baby born in Broomfield. And this one's special because it was on the side of the road, okay?
Yeah.
And even more bees because the Broomfield PD were waiting on breakfast burritos when that baby busted out. Yeah.
Was it a dude named Brent that helped?
It was
Brent
husband.
And Brandon?
But this is how it happened. August 7th on Northwest Parkway in Broomfield, when cops showed up, they found dad outside of the car with his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Baby had been born. Everything had happened
already.
Was he
trying to make it sexy or something?
Well, no, I'm sure he took his shirt off because it's very messy when you have a baby.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
He delivered the baby.
I thought he was trying to make it sexy.
The cops showed up, and so mom had already had the baby. She was in shock, and there's body cam footage, but everything is fine. Everybody's fine.
Yay.
The baby's fine. It's such a sweet story.
Did they name the baby Ditch?
No, no word on what the baby was named. I looked into it just because I wanted to see, too, if they named it after one of the police officers or something.
Yeah, there you go.
But a big shout out to Broomfield PD for showing up
I love
and
those stories.
Helping. I do, too.
I was
absolutely.
Always freaked out when Nick Nack was pregnant. I always had that in the back of my head. Like,
you
if
do?
There's a situation, I'm going to have to deliver this goofy
yes,
thing.
Yes,
I don't know if I want to do that.
I lived across the street from the hospital, and I was still afraid I was going to make it there on time.
Yeah. Yeah. As the husband, you are concerned.
You know?
Like, if
yeah.
Is there a scenario where this is going to happen in the kitchen?
Yes, exactly.
You know?
You never, because you hear those
and then
stories.
I'll have to take my shirt off in the kitchen,
you'll
apparently.
Have to take your shirt off in the kitchen.
That's how it
exactly.
Goes.
Get ready.
Get ready to
yeah.
do it.
He must be one of those guys, too, that takes his shirt off when he goes to the bathroom. He has
you know
to be
it
the
is.
Guy.
You
he
know
has
he is.
To be,
any
you
chance
know
he gets, that shirt's
exactly.
coming off.
He's like,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Shirt off.
Wait one
He's
second.
The guy at sporting events with a painted chest.
He really lets it all hang out.
That guy.
Very proud.
That guy.
That guy's very proud. Now he's a proud papa. I am so just amazed by the cops there, especially Broomfield PD. Again, shout
That's
out to you.
Special.
But they don't receive any formal training for that kind of stuff. So they just show up and they work on instinct. And that just amazes me.
I mean, at some point, yeah. It's just nature.
I know it is. But when you're like on the receiving end of it, right? When you're catching
that
baby. You
just got to stand there.
Things can go wrong. Like, there's a lot of pressure to make everything go right. But anyway, I just, every
My
time
dad
I
delivered
hear something
a baby on
like
the
that,
side of the road.
Did he
when he
really?
Was, yeah.
See,
doing all this
so
paramedic
much
stuff.
More respect for Jeremy's dad this morning.
Yeah.
Because that, like, takes a, like, people freeze up. And I don't think you realize when there's a situation that has that much pressure attached to it, people don't even realize how, like, you need to tell your hands to move.
Yeah, I did watch a couple of YouTube videos.
Freeze.
Not gonna lie, I watched a couple of videos.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's intense,
just in case. Yeah,
right?
it's like,
gosh, if I have to do that, Lord help us all. Okay, how about? Do we want to talk about Kink Fest? Right, I know
well,
that's what you want to talk about. I
little
know.
Ears,
little ears,
little ears,
little ears, because it is coming to Denver tonight.
And it's called Kink Fest.
It's the Kink Ball, and it's the quarter.
That guy just took his shirt off again.
The quarterly Kink Ball. Apparently, they do this four times a year. It's at Trax, and it is a fetish ball. Whatever gets your motor going.
Really?
They've got 2,000 to 3,000 attendees for this.
Whoa, that is so much kink going
so
on.
So much. And it goes from
so
like
much
9
fetish.
O'clock tonight until 2 o'clock
God,
in the morning.
I kind of want to go.
Right?
I'm so puckered.
The pictures look pretty
really?
Fabulous.
There's pictures?
Like, there's pictures. And they look like they're having
I kinda wanna
the
see what goes on.
Best time ever. So just saying. If it tickles your fancy.
You know, I just ordered some nipple clamps from Amazon, actually. So.
You are ready. It seems like you've already prepared, Jeremy. That's all you need.
I'll actually, wear them to work on Monday.
All you need is to show up in that and maybe...
They sparkle. They glow
leaf.
In the dark.
I know exactly. Like
a leaf.
Minimal attire. And a leaf. Oh,
all I need is a little aspen leaf, too.
I know, exactly. Make it gold. I don't know why I want it to be gold.
I don't
gold.
Need like anything from a mighty cottonwood or anything.
No!
No, I need a little aspen leaf.
Goodness. Yeah, just a little.
Big old maple leaf?
With
uh-huh.
my goes right along with my
maple
with my,
leaf.
Nipple
clamps. Those are the Canadians that come in for this, for King
Oh, hater with your maple leaf.
Oh, my God, that's okay. funny.
And then one more, because we've
all
talked
right,
about bears
more,
a lot, right? We've talked about the bears because they've been popping up a lot more. So they're literally everywhere. In fact, we've got this whole neighborhood talking about them.
I've seen the babies like sack themselves up to get into the trash cans.
And I was just like, bad boy. I just know it's a boy because he doesn't listen.
Are you sure that was an audio from King Fest?
No, it wasn't. You're
bad
talking
boy.
About-
I just. Bad boy, I just know it's a boy because he doesn't listen.
You're a bad boy.
No, she said in this specific neighborhood, they're coming over through a tunnel under the highway over on Hamden, but they had to pass a law. A new Colorado law went into effect this week, so it makes luring bears with food or trash a misdemeanor. So they actually had to put something into effect because of all the bears. Colorado Parks and Wildlife say 173 bear-related incidents in Jefferson County alone have been
bad
reported.
Boy. I just know it's a boy
you know
because he doesn't
boy.
Listen.
That's only 90 there in the same period last year. So it's like almost double the amount of bears that
all
we're
I
seeing
know,
this
Katie,
year.
All I know is what? We are the number one morning show in the state with bear-related information.
But there's a lot of bears, Jeremy.
It's been so much
like,
bear content this week.
A lot of bears. See, twice as many bears have shown their little faces
so
this
much
year.
Bear content.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, it is going to be a busy arse weekend in Mile High City. There is so much going on downtown and in the just general metro area. You got the Zach Bryan concert. You got the bars filling up because of the Broncos game tonight. Those Banana Boys are coming to town. King Fest is going on. All sorts of festivals. Red Rock's got some shows. There's going to be a lot of people out and about. Now, RTD is saying rideship is going to surge this weekend, so plan ahead. They are adding extra train cars to the CE, W, and N lines, along with some extra transit police. So if you're thinking about urinating on that light rail this weekend, you better think about your decisions.
Yeah.
The transit police are going, whoop, 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 whoop.
That's right. Find a tree outside.
They will pepper spray you right where you urinate. Oh, they'll do it. I've seen it.
Midstream?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they'll fire one
Does
off.
Does that stop you?
Right into your genitalia.
Does that just cut it right off?
Yeah, that'll make you stop urinating immediately.
Stop it right away.
They teach that at RTD police camp. So anyway, just all I'm saying is plan ahead because it's going to be nutty this weekend. Ugh.
There's going to be a lot of people out and
so
about,
many people.
So say
so.
Hi to your neighbor. Be nice. Yeah, be nice to people.
Hey, neighbor. Please don't urinate like on the train. We did something pretty cool yesterday. We left the radio station and we went over to our second office. I call it the mothership, Ball Arena, because we are a Kroenke sports and entertainment radio station. Mm-hmm. So we're under the Kroenke umbrella. So we work with the Avs and the Nuggets and the Rapids and the Mammoth. And the list goes on and on and on. But we were over there for KSE Charities building bikes for some kiddos in need yesterday. They had something like, what was it, guys? Like 200 bikes there?
Yeah.
In the bowl. And we all showed up. Big Rob was there. Nina, Josh, Katie, and me. And
yeah.
We built some bikes. We had a tasty breakfast. Got a free t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave back to the community.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
All of us really chipped in. It was a community effort here at the radio station. We got our hands dirty.
Yeah.
Assembled some bikes. Got greasy. Uh-huh. Paper cuts. We used tools. All of us except Katie, who stood there and just
not only
didn't
just
do
me,
anything.
I wasn't the only one who didn't
Katie
do anything.
Didn't do a damn
but
thing.
You
she
forget,
just stood there.
At noon, you guys were like, stood okay, there. It's been a day. And I went out to the school by myself, mind you.
All by myself.
And sent out these bikes. Like, we handed out these bikes to the kids. We helped the kids with their helmets. We had to take the bikes out of the truck and carry them to the blacktop in the hot sun.
Oof.
I mean, so until like 3 o'clock yesterday. So I was actually very busy.
Is that why you didn't help?
And again, when we
together?
Are assembling the bikes, there were five of us around one bike.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do?
Teamwork.
What am I going
to do?
I couldn't get around. There was too many people. I couldn't fit around the bike.
Josh's poor hands were hurting. He was working so hard. And he looked up at one point and he had sweat coming down his face. And he looked at me and he like with sad eyes in his exhausted voice. He said, Jeremy. Why can't Katie just chip in and help a little bit?
I did.
My hands are so tired.
Well,
I'm bleeding.
Again,
my knuckles are bleeding.
Katie had to do stuff later. Like
Katie's
you guys, did not help with the children. You're like, we don't care about kids, actually. So we're not going to go hand out the bike. So
yeah,
Katie kept working, actually. Yeah. Katie worked until 3 o'clock yesterday.
You had plenty,
again,
of, you had
by
plenty
herself.
Of energy.
Katie accidentally signed up
by
for that.
Katie accidentally signed up
Nobody
to continue
helped
helping.
Katie.
Yeah.
Nobody helped Katie take pictures.
No, you honestly,
talk to the children.
you're milking this because you had plenty of energy to help all those kids on site because you didn't help anybody put a bike together.
Totally. And you were able to go take a nap because you didn't help children either. So it's also that.
We were like, Josh, let me see your knuckles.
Oh, dude.
They're brutal. Look at you're shaking this morning. Look at, I think I need stitches because I cut myself so much opening
Poor
so many
you.
Boxes of.
Poor
bikes.
Yeah.
We worked so hard. And Katie stood there with her hands in her pockets.
Okay.
Didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
We were tired.
Poor Jeremy.
I slept for like 11 hours.
Yeah,
man.
Did you?
Yeah, well,
like,
I had a great night's sleep.
I had a hard time sleeping because I was in so much pain from building all these bikes.
You
I
need more Advil.
That's just because you're old.
I was like,
that has nothing to do with me.
I was out there working my buns off.
Old bones. Your old
On our
buns.
Hands and knees, honestly.
We were on our hands and knees. I was on my back at
making
one point.
Making sure that the seat was straight and the tires were on.
I'll tell you when she got really fired up. Is when Rocky showed up.
See, that I will agree with you.
And that was even more embarrassing.
No, I loved it. Are you kidding? I've seen that mountain lion probably hundreds of times. It's every single time.
It looked like it was your first time.
I've never seen anything like it.
I love him.
I'm glad you went to work with the children with the bikes because you are a child. With all due respect.
Things excite me. So I'm not going to apologize for that either.
He showed up. I have never seen any grown adult act like that before.
Well,
I can't even reenact it.
That's fine.
My dad is Rocky! Rocky! Over here! Rocky! I need a picture! Oh my god, Jeremy, Rocky's here! Rocky's here! Rocky's here! Rocky's here!
Oh my god! Rocky's here!
No, that's pretty accurate.
And I looked at you one point and I said, Katie,
are you okay?
I go, you're an adult.
Yeah, you're like, are you okay?
You are a grown adult right now. What are you? Everyone was looking at us?
Yeah.
That one guy, there's a couple guys behind us, Josh. That one guy was like, that's that lady that didn't help with anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is she yelling at Ross?
Said that?
That's it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh my god, it's Rocky!
I love him. There ain't no shame in my Rocky game.
Hey, you got
I
a big hug from him.
You got a touched hug. You.
I love him. So it's worth every scream, Jeremy.
No joke, guys. I looked at Katie at one point and I was like, Katie, you are a grown adult. That is a person inside a costume. He's not real.
No.
It's not
no.
a real.
No. Excuse me. And then I was like, that is the super mascot, sir. Like,
she tried to go back to get a selfie, remember?
She tried to turn around and go back.
And you guys told me no.
And we were like, we're leaving now. We're done here.
And the people we worked with got a selfie with them, and I was so mad
at
you.
Those people deserve it because they put a lot of bikes together.
No, they didn't, actually.
Rocky only likes people who put bikes together. Sorry, Katie.
Shut up.
Okay, so here is the story. Josh immediately runs to Texas to work at this high school.
Oh.
McKinley High School in Texas going viral for a female dress code that is requiring tight-fitting undergarments. And if that wasn't over the line enough, they are also saying you have to have a jump test at this high school.
I hate that.
Here you go.
Uh-uh. I hate that.
So get this. There is like a section in the school handbook, mostly in regards to get this. It's the band girls where you got to wear a tight-fitting sports bra and or shapewear. Now, the section says performers must do a jump test when testing sports bras. If you jump multiple times in a row and there's noticeable movement, you need to size down or find a new sports bra style or fit. Any style works as long as it holds firmly.
Jeez.
I can tell by your face you don't like this.
Like, I don't like anything.
What do you got against
band
kids,
Katie?
I don't
like that there's a jump test, first of all, to notice movement. You're going to notice my hand moving towards your face.
Oh,
that's what you're going to notice. Like, I don't like this at all.
Way to
make young children feel insecure.
I know.
These are children we're talking about. Who is testing? Who's teaching?
The band director
quickly
put out a clarifying letter. Saying, you should probably do the jump test in private. This is not something that would actually be evaluated by the staff. Make sure you're doing that in private.
Never mind. In fact, on the other hand, never mind. Forget we said
the
anything.
Entire thing is so cringe.
It just makes me so
mad. Cringe.
I really thought, like, there's so many things that we're evolving with as humans and, like, when it comes to going to school and what works and what doesn't work. And I really thought this whole let's make people feel bad for their clothes would have ended
gone.
By
and
now.
Their body, like,
man.
Yeah, and their body.
And what, I mean, and what are these band kids doing that they're flopping around so much?
Like,
backflips.
They're really going to town like, on that tuba,
you know
I guess.
Because it's like when they have the warnings, like, don't, like, put your baby and, you know, fold the stroller while the baby's still in it. Somebody had to do that, right? Like, it had to have happened before. So, like, what happened that they had to
I don't
to
know. Some girl was going
warning.
Off playing that flute like, solo. Like, and somebody got an eye knocked
off.
Out or something. But
going
what
off.
What happened?
Five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
All right, let's have some fun. Let's play Fast Five, the Friday edition. If you'd like to call in right now, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We are clearing the lines right now, so it is fair for everybody trying to call in. And if you've never played before, would absolutely love to meet you and get you on the air and see if we can get you an awesome prize today. 303-691-1649. As always, Fast Five is brought to you by our very good partners. Up the Hill, Bally's Casino Blackhawk, best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Get up there this weekend. Go have some fun at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. 303-691-1649. That'll get you locked and loaded. Hopefully get you placed on hold to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit. I'll give you a category and then start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, you've asked for things like quick name five fictional dinosaurs or five movies that are Westerns. Yesterday, the one that won it, Kathleen coming in hot, she was able to name five things that might ruin Thanksgiving. All over the place with that. There's a lot of things.
That's like one of my favorite ones I've done in a while.
Cranberries.
Yes! Right? Cranberries and my mother-in-law.
See? Exactly.
That would definitely ruin Thanksgiving. You guys think you can do this? Come on, it's silly, it's fun. Very low pressure, low stress. You get to become a little radio superstar. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, and what are we playing for?
Yeah, it's like, three concerts in one with this one, because you're winning a trip to Red Rocks, first of all, and you're going to see Train, Bare Naked Ladies, and Matt Nathanson coming up on August 17th, so a pair of tickets to Red Rocks is up for grabs if you win Fast Five today.
There you go. Give us a call. We'll find out what you're doing this weekend, and we'll play this silly game. 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. We'll start with Rick. Hi, Rick. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to California.
You're doing what? Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Oh. Call us back, Rick. 303-691-1649. We lost Rick.
Oh, no.
It sounded like he was going to California.
I know. He could.
Freddie. Oh.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, I think we're having phone issues today. Some of these phones are tweaking. I'm watching them right now. All right, Freddie, what are you doing this weekend?
You know, I'm working the Zach Bryan concert.
Oh, okay.
Last night, doing it again tonight.
What do you do when you say you're working it?
I sell margaritas and frozen cocktails.
Attaboy.
I bend out in the stands.
Attaboy.
Not a bad gig.
You are everybody's friend, Freddie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves the margarita guy. Yeah.
Do you have to be extra careful for margarita hand, though? You know,
from what?
Margarita hand, when you get lime on your hands and then you go out in the sun and it gives you the big boil blisters on them. Like, be careful, Freddie.
No,
that's
I've
all
never
I'm saying.
No.
Okay. I think she just made that up, Freddie.
I didn't. Google it. I did not make it up.
Listen, Katie used to have a really bad drinking problem, so just
Freddie,
we might
careful.
Just believe her, Freddie. Just say, yep, you bet.
Okay.
She had margarita liver, too, Freddie.
Shut up.
Hey, what's a margarita running at the Zach Bryan concert?
$21.29.
Sweet Jesus buttermilk.
Yes. No joke.
We are like speechless. We're like, what?
This is why I listen to music at home.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot. Wow. I hope you make a good margarita.
So there's that, but yeah, they're kind of
pricey. I don't care if it's a double, triple, quadruple, $21.
Right.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, Freddie, let's play this goofy game. No sequels, no help, no cheating, but I need five movies starring the very funny, very talented Jonah Hill. Go.
Super Bad.
Yes.
Crazy World. Babysitter.
I don't know about Crazy World, but I think you got three. He was in 21 Jump Street. He was in Moneyball, The Wolf of Wall Street. This is the end. So
I should have got more sleep. I got
Freddie, it's all right, buddy. We're going to let you get back to your margarita hand. And you have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, take care.
Later, Gator. Oh, that's too bad. All right, Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Are you going to the Zach Bryan concert?
I sure am.
Listen, don't buy the margaritas. They're not worth it.
No.
No, I'm going to stick to like a high noon or something.
Yeah. Get drunk in the parking lot before you head in.
Yeah, let's tailgate.
Yes, tear it up.
Oh, I heard a great story about sneaking alcohol in. Can I say where it was? Probably not.
Oh, no.
I won't say where, but we talked to a couple people at this location where, let's say, copious amounts of sunscreen is needed when you're at this location.
And understood.
The people brought in, they went on to Amazon and bought fake bottles of sunscreen, filled them with alcohol, and put them in their bags. And they walked right through security and got their drink
That's
on.
Innovation.
It's innovation. It's brilliant. But I also thought, wouldn't it be funny to look over and see people drinking out of a sunscreen bottle? And you're like, what is
there?
Little
Baileys in there.
Yeah, I was everyone. Like, what is their deal? They're drinking their SPF.
Really hard up.
Oh, my
what
God.
What do they know that we don't?
I know. It's like, well, it might be delicious. I don't know.
We have no idea.
Do you have good seats for tonight's concert?
Nope.
Nope.
At least you're honest.
You're in the building.
And who are you going with? Anybody special?
I'm going with a couple friends with my boyfriend. I'm hoping the weather holds out. So
yeah,
we'll
even
see.
Not. Who cares? A concert in the rain.
True.
Pack
true.
A poncho.
I'm young. I'm fun.
Yeah.
I can do stuff.
Make
this.
Out with your boyfriend in the rain.
Allison.
Totally.
Is he going to marry you or are you going to marry him? What's going to happen there?
I sure hope so.
You think so? You want a ring, huh?
In the universe.
Yeah, let's do it.
Maybe it might happen this weekend at the concert.
Oh my gosh, you think so?
Yeah.
What if we get on stage with Zach Bryan?
Oh, perfect time to propose.
That's how you do it. You get a proposal.
That would be crazy.
Yeah,
that would be crazy.
All right, sweet, young, exciting Allison. Fun Allison, are you ready to play?
I'm so ready.
Your letter is W, the one towards the end of the alphabet. W.
Gotcha.
I need 5 restaurants that start with that letter W. Go.
Whataburger.
Yep. Come on.
Whataburger.
One.
Whataburger. yep.
Come Whataburger. On. You're young, fun, and hip. Where do you go in the middle of the night when you're drunk? You go to the Waffle.
Wendy's?
Or Waffle House?
Wendy's. Waffle House. Dang it.
White Castle, maybe? Wingstop?
White Castle.
I don't know.
Wingstop. Dang, it was right there.
You know what? You're still a blast. We really appreciate you calling in. You were a great call today. Have a fun weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye, Allison.
Bye.
I like her.
She was a good time.
She's really good. Brooke.
Hello.
Are you going to this goofy concert as well?
I sure am.
Listen,
I'm super excited.
Listen, don't get the margaritas. They're $21.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. That
Save
is not
your money.
Good.
Oh, that's nuts, isn't it?
That
yes, is nuts.
That's why you just pregame ahead of time, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely pregame. $21
yes.
for a concert margarita.
I know.
What?
Good God.
You know what, though? Like, the tickets were reasonably priced, so maybe that's where they're like, maybe we can get away with this kind of price for a drink.
You know, you're probably not
that.
Wrong.
I heard he put out some pretty respectable ticket prices this.
But
so.
We'll get him with the margaritas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so who are you going to the concert with?
So I'm going with my 2 daughters and my husband.
Nice.
Yay.
Well, you guys have a super dupes time.
Super Thank deep. You. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We're up in the nosebleeds, but you know what?
It's all right.
We're there.
That's where all the party animals hide, so it'll be good.
That's exactly right.
Good people watching. All right.
Absolutely.
This one came in from a listener overnight, and I'm going to use it. Think about dads, all the dads out there. In 10 seconds, give me 5 famous, well-known TV dads. Go!
Oh, my gosh. Ow! Bill from what?
You bet. We got Bill. No Homer Simpson.
Gosh.
No Al Bundy.
Bill was so good, though.
No Cliff Huxtable.
I'm on the spot. It is hard to think.
I know.
It is.
It's
so much harder when you're on the air. Oh, it's funny.
Yes.
Somebody yelling at you in the background there, Brooke?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Yeah, she's like, Mom, you screwed that up.
She's like, who's Bill?
I know. She's like trying to help me, and she came up with Bill.
So funny. Brooke, nice talking with you. Have a fun weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Josh, who's on 3 and 4? All right, he's working on it. We got Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hi.
Are you going to this Goofy concert tonight?
No.
Oh, finally, somebody who's staying home.
No. I'm picking up my sister-in-law from the airport.
Oh, okay. Oh, what are you guys going to do this weekend?
Well, she's a massage therapist, so...
So she's going to rub
gonna
you?
Yeah. You're going to get a massage?
Yeah, I'm going to get a free massage. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't wait.
What?
That's amazing.
That would be awkward for me.
No, what?
Picking
That's
up my...
Oh, no, it's very professional.
Exactly. It's different. Like, and it's different.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Jeremy
couldn't see like
a back rub from his sister.
No,
exactly,
or my sister-in-law or my brother-in-law or anybody I'm related to. I don't want anyone rubbing me.
She's a professional.
I know, but it just still seems weird to have your sister-in-law rubbing your body.
Yeah, you should have seen his face, Kelsey. He was like, oh.
I'd rather
a free massage is always
worth
it.
I don't know. I feel like I'd rather have one of those $21 margaritas than do that.
And then a massage.
Yeah, there you go. All right, sweet Kelsey. This one's kind of fun. This one came to me at about 1 a.m. last night. I kid you not. I was having trouble sleeping, and I was like, this would be a good Fast Five. In 10 seconds, give me five things that you might put on a keychain. Go!
Pepper spray, a picture of your kid, your keys, and your car fob, and
you got four. You got four. Yeah, buzzer hit. You got four all day long. I'm glad you said keys because I was wondering if anyone was going to actually say keys on the keychain. Darn it. Well, you got four, but you know what? You got a very intimate rub down with your sister-in-law this weekend.
And it's going to be worth it.
And it's so going to be worth it. Thank you for making us smile today. Have fun.
Thanks.
Bye. Terry. Hi, Terry.
Oh, hey. Good morning.
Well, hey. How are you? You're all surprised. Oh.
I thought y'all would have a winner by now.
Me too, Terry. I'm getting sick of this. At this point in the game, I tend to get a little bored. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
He's like, is someone
going
to win? No. But you know what? Jam-packed full phone lines. People absolutely love this game, Terry, and you made it through. What are you doing this weekend?
Domesticated housewife duties, chores.
No. No. No, you're not. Go out and have fun.
Zach, tear it up.
Domesticated as opposed to feral. You know what I mean? So,
Oh, Lord, this is weird.
A feral housewife stuff.
You don't want to. Don't do all that crap.
Yeah.
Do you have a husband or kids or anything?
We do, but we don't have anything planned, like no honey-do lists or anything like that. No exciting events. We're just going to chill and be lazy and sleep.
Oh, sleep. Yes.
Yeah. Katie only got 12 hours last night. No, she's been complaining about how tired she is.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. All right, Terry, you ready to play?
Let's try.
Okay, let's do it. In 10 seconds, give me any five foods that get sliced into a triangle. Go.
Pizza, the sandwiches, you can make cheese and watermelon and apples. Yeah. What?
Four Hello? For sure.
What? Hello? Did I make it?
Apples was the one, I think, when you said apple. Let me see.
Apples, yeah, I don't know.
It's like potato log, not potato logs, like.
Like wedges.
I just like Anton's.
Why didn't you just say pie? Like a piece
you
of pie.
Pizza out of that.
Doritos or like a cheese crisp. An apple? An apple traditionally sliced into a triangle? I don't know.
Hold on.
Why you got to do this to
I'm
us,
really
Terry?
I'm trying to.
Fruit pizza for the kids.
What'd you say?
Fruit pizza for the kids.
You're a fruit pizza.
You can cut an apple
I
into
mean,
a triangle.
I know, but traditionally we're talking
it's
pizza,
a wedge.
Pie.
But even a wedge has a point. It's
You're cutting your
sides.
Grilled cheese to look like a triangle.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's rounded at the bottom. I guess so could be that slice of watermelon maybe could be rounded.
Yeah, that's where I'm like...
God, you're lucky I'm bored good. With this game now, Terry.
Oh, are we
I'm
doing
bored
it?
Right now.
Give me another category.
No, she's like, I'll go again. I'll go again.
No. I'm actually... I'm in a good mood today, Terry. I'm feeling benevolent. It sounds like you need a night out at Red Rocks as well.
It really does. It really does.
Do you know what you're supposed to say to me if you win Fast Five?
Super dupes. Wait, no, do the winning sound.
Bonus points for throwing in super dupes. That's really cute.
You're a real winner. Yeah.
All right, Terry, you win today with your goofy apple. Apple and a triangle. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You're lucky I'm in a good mood on a Friday. Terry, what?
I was going to say, I'm actually wearing my Mix 100 swag sunglasses right now. Okay?
Hey, look at you.
Okay.
Wow.
See? Coming in hot.
Where the hell did you get those? I don't even have a pair of those.
Those were actually at the Ed Sheeran concert.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't. How come we don't have those, Katie? Did you get a pair?
We need to shake people down up in here.
My God.
Sunglasses, apparently.
Terry, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and tell you all about those tickets to Red Rocks. Thank you for calling in and having some fun with us.
Happy Friday. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
Well, you're right.
Thanks, Terry.
So hold on, Terry. We're going to come back and talk to you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Oh, let's see. It's been a minute since I've done a Fat America for you guys. You want a Fat America?
Yeah. Absolutely.
This one's pretty wild to me. KFC and Oreo have collaborated to create a fried chicken cookie. Cookie has typical Oreo chocolate wafers, but isn't fried directly. Instead, the cream inside is the whole 11 herbs and spices flavor. There's no actual chicken involved. Ew. But I would imagine if you're eating it, you're like, this does taste like KFC chicken. Oh, you're making a face over there. I know you'd eat it.
I know.
A
savory
that.
Cookie. I don't know.
You
I mean, then it'd
you're
just
a
be
savory
a
cookie.
Biscuit. Then it'd just be, we call it a biscuit,
Listen,
right?
I don't know. Why don't you take it up with the people at Oreo? But it's a KFC and Oreo collaboration.
It might not be bad between the two vanilla Oreo wafers.
Fine, I'm throwing it away.
I do not accept these cookies.
No? Okay.
No.
The problem with these cookies is they are going to make you go poo-poo.
Well, yeah.
Like, probably a lot.
I don't like that.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to want to go poo-poo at the front bathrooms here at our office. Which, side note, are like the worst bathrooms ever, in my opinion.
You don't like them?
There's the whole issue, which we're going to get into here, with the locking mechanism on this door.
Yeah.
You never remember if they're locked or not.
Well, there's no distinct, like, it is locked, you know, especially
right.
from the inside. You can't tell.
No, you can't tell at all.
Yeah.
Because as a guy, too, there are individual bathrooms up front.
Yeah.
As a guy, you're just used to walking in and grabbing a urinal, and the door closes behind you, you know, and you just do your thing. With these, sometimes you forget because you walk in to go do your thing, and you just forget to lock the door. I've been midstream a few times, and I peek over at that. I'm like, did I? Did I lock that?
Down.
And Katie was just telling us an awesome story off the air, and I was like, we should probably talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everybody's walked in on somebody they don't want to see, right?
I mean, we've all been there, right? Where you walk into a bathroom, somebody's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
And, you just
and you're like, oh,
is
no.
Is that awkward
well,
eye contact?
You're both so shocked.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I used to do it
away.
A lot.
You can't look away.
I used to do it a lot. Sadly, I mean, I don't want to make fun or whatever, but this is real life. I worked at an old folks home for a retirement community for like 4 years. And the amount of times that you'd walk into a restroom, and there'd be a sweet little old man sitting on the toilet.
And Mr. Johnson.
That is shocking. That is shocking. And the number of times that happened to me, I can't even tell you. I mean, hundreds.
The eye contact, right? Because he can't look away. Like,
yeah.
You both lock eyes, and it's like,
terror. And it's different, too, when it's like a really elderly person sitting there. And they're just kind of staring at the ground, and it's just like, it's like, hey, would this be the last time? That's all I thought about.
Don't
while they
push
were in
too
there,
hard.
I was like, is this the last time that I'll have to do this? Yes. Or they're so frail they could get sucked down in.
Yes.
I wasn't going to poke fun. Knock it off,
Katie.
No, you can't
poke fun. No, it's real life, Jeremy.
It's real life.
Like, sometimes you walk in on
people. It's so sad. Yeah, so tell everyone what happened here at a place of business, our office.
Well, you know, it was just that. Like, somebody walked into the bathroom, and there was somebody in there already on the toilet, and it was the awkward eye contact mm-hmm. that was made that you just can't forget. It'll just never leave your brain. That'll be ingrained in there forever. But then after, it was just like, oh my gosh, like, it's shocking, right?
Well, and I hate the, for me, I've had it happen a few times, and the exclamation is always, you know, don't you ever knock? And I'm like, don't you ever lock?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Lock the door.
And that's
the thing with those bathrooms, though.
Yeah,
you don't remember to lock them, and you don't know when you're in there and you look at the door if it's locked or not.
Well, it's funny, because I guess the person who was on the toilet, their exclamation was, I thought you would knock.
See?
It's like, well, I thought you would knock.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that's got to be awkward. Now, because then you got to work with that person
exactly.
from here on out, too.
And then you have that connection with them. Like, remember
I saw
that
you
time?
You don't
want to
see any of your coworkers sitting on the toilet with their pants around their ankles.
Especially, here's the thing. I don't know if it's just like, because this was a guy. This is a man who was on the toilet. And that is just an image.
The woman saw him.
The woman saw him. And it's just an image that will be forever ingrained into their memory.
Why?
Of just like sitting on the toilet with their pants around their ankles and their fleshy legs just hanging
it's
out.
Your chicken thighs.
They're almost
white.
Translucent. Like, and they're a little hairy. You know, like the tan line's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's
we're
just
all hunched over, sitting there, playing on our phone.
Yeah. And the phone part, right?
Like, it's like vulnerable, right?
It's so vulnerable.
It's a very vulnerable moment for a man.
Oh, for the man.
For the man, because, like, you guys are used to it, right?
This is what we do.
It's what you do.
Sitting.
You're sitting all the
it's
time.
It's just like we just sit. Like, our legs dangle.
Here we are.
We're like, hey, it's like a roller coaster ride. But for you guys, I feel like it's very much.
That's an intimate moment for us.
And some of you take your shirts off. Like,
sometimes you get fully naked.
You know, it's deliberate.
You get hot.
So it's like, when you walk in on
that, can you imagine, like, walking into that here at work? Your coworker completely naked on the toilet. I feel so. I'm not going to mention who walked in on this guy, but I feel really bad for her.
Yeah. No, I do too. I do too. But when she told me the story, I don't think I've laughed that long in a really long time, because, again, she really focused on the eye contact with this.
That's
man.
The worst part, because there is that. Because you probably only make eye contact for 2-3 seconds, right?
But it feels like a lifetime.
But it feels like you stand there for 45 minutes.
It feels like four seasons went by and people had birthdays while you were making
yes.
eye contact.
Oh,
like,
my God. It's
so bad.
So funny.
So bad. Oh,
well,
goodness.
I guarantee you there's going to be a few people that work in this office that are listening right now that are going to go do it on purpose.
I know.
I forgot to lock.
I heard you like this.
Oh, not again. All right, so let's talk about hair.
Okay.
Most of us have it.
Yeah.
Mine is slowly disappearing.
It's there.
Yeah, it's. I shaved it. I've done it before. I got to grow it back right now. I'm in the process of trying to. I'm like, come on. Come on.
Because
my mom is making me grow my hair back because she wants to get family pictures where the entire family gets together, you know, outside, and we all wear jeans and white shirts.
I know, yeah. And you jump up in the air at the same time.
Get a random yellow lab out there with us. And, so I got to grow it back. So I'm working on it.
Yeah.
It's slow.
Yeah,
is there any, like, oils or anything, magic potions?
Yeah, there's shampoos.
Yeah,
there's
shampoo.
Oils. We can put out. We can start a prayer group.
You should have just put on a wig.
We can do all kinds of stuff. Oh, there's also that.
Hold on. I like the prayer group idea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can all put some good feelers out there for you.
All right.
Yes.
There was a time, though, I was dating a young lady, Katie.
Okay.
And she started to lean towards the dark side.
Oh.
She was kind of getting a little gothic.
Oh, okay.
But
yes.
To appease the girlfriend and to keep getting smooches, I dyed my hair like black. Jet black. Can you
really?
Imagine? Pasty white Jeremy with black hair.
No.
Oh, it was so bad.
It was like Sid from Toy Story, huh?
Yes, it was so bad. Oh, no. My mom hated it.
I bet she did.
Oh, my God, she hated it. Yeah. I came across a picture of me like that, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I was sorting through some stuff, and there I was standing with that ex-girlfriend, and I was like, and I had like a wife beater t-shirt on, you know?
We need to see this.
I know.
I know.
No, that was quickly put in the shredder.
That picture.
It was bad. But that was a bad hair experience. And then shortly thereafter, she started sleeping with the guy at Applebee's. So I just shaved my head.
Oh, was that girlfriend?
It was that girl.
Oh, no.
She sucks. As you can tell, she wasn't good for me.
No, she wasn't. did.
The day that we broke up, I think my mom did a hallelujah.
Your mom threw a party.
Oh, man. I think she called everybody in her prayer group and said, my prayers have been answered.
Hallelujah.
That slut is gone.
They're done.
Do you have a bad hair story?
Oh, I have the worst. Actually, you all might remember because it was when I first started working here at Mix 100. I was trying to go blonde. So I teamed up with a salon and they were kind of, you know, doing something for me where like because you can't just like go blonde as a person who has, you know, darker hair. You kind of have to transition into that. So it's multiple appointments where you go from a darker hair color to a blonder hair color. And my mom does hair for a living and I'll never forget. She saw pictures that I was posting and she was like, honey, why is your hair getting so thin? And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm going blonde, Mom. It's blonde. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. I'm cute like everybody else. And then my hair slowly started to like fall
out. Was it falling out?
And
like
I was noticing it. Yeah, like it was very dry and brittle. And I was like, what is happening? And it was, I was in Steamboat Springs and I was putting my hair back into a ponytail because it was getting so short. And I was like, what is happening? And I'll never forget putting it in a ponytail.
And the ponytail fell off.
Well, no, and just like, but you know, putting it back and pulling my hair out. And there was like, my whole hand was covered in hair.
No.
And I was just like,
that's got to be terrifying.
It made me cry so hard. And immediately, you know, you go back to the salon and you trust these people with something that you don't realize means so much to you. That's the thing. I didn't put a whole lot of, I guess, effort into my hair. I didn't care so much about it until it started falling out. And then mm-hmm. It's all I could think about. And I'll never forget when I went back to that salon and I started to tell them, I'm like, I don't know if I'm using the wrong product. I don't know if this or that. And that lady told me, well, maybe you should go to the doctor and see if it isn't something hormonal.
You're like, no, it was you.
So now
you were bleach happy.
Not only do I have hair that's falling out of my head and I was just devastated by it. Now I'm worried.
Yeah.
I'm like, is
something's
there
off
internally wrong with me? Like, I thought they were going to be like, oh, we did this wrong.
Right.
Let's do this.
They're like, no, this is you.
I thought they were going to help me fix it. And they told me that it was something internally wrong with me,
yeah.
And it was my fault.
Have
and
you checked
I just,
your lymph nodes lately?
Immediately. Like, first of all, I never went to that salon again.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I stopped using, like, the products that she told me to. And, I mean, I was, like, if you've ever been to a salon, it's like 10 times as much as the hair stuff you pay for
well,
in
absolutely.
The grocery store.
Well, absolutely. It's way more than the
and
box.
So I am paying all this money for my hair that is falling out of my head. So I stopped using the hair products. I started dyeing my hair with box dye, and I used the Tresemme shampoo. And as
ooh,
you can
la,
see,
la.
I have a lot of hair.
You're very
have,
thick and luxurious right now.
I have a lot of hair. It
it's got a nice
back.
Sheen to
so
it.
So this is like 2 years
almost
later.
Almost oily.
So that happened like two... Shut up, Jeremy. That happened like 2 years ago, and I stopped doing everything they
it's
recommended
taken this long.
And I because I have curly
yeah.
hair
yeah.
and it takes a long time for it to grow back. But I was talking to my mom again who does hair for a living and she's like, they double processed your hair. That's what happened.
That's exactly what
I was
thinking.
They double processed
it
because she could tell. She
yeah.
looked at it and said, I can tell you exactly what happened to your hair.
Yeah.
And so, but I tell you what.
What?
All of my trust
mm-hmm.
is out the window.
Gone.
I can't even get my hair cut by somebody else. I have to go home and have my mom do it.
I can tell.
Because my
because your mom has one eye, so.
Oh, but I trust her.
You're a little
her.
Lopsided.
I trust her. She knows how to cut hair.
Listen.
So, but I know people have these stories.
That's the thing.
And it
everybody's
makes
got a bad hair story. Story.
Yes.
Ladies, were you fried? I know so 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open.
Yeah.
I know somebody, a woman who went in to get her perm done. Like this was a few years ago.
Yeah.
She got the perm and the perm went bad.
Yeah.
And it was like she looked like a majestic lion.
Oh
like
no.
Her hair was so huge and so massive because of this perm. It like they left it in too long or something and it just went. Woof.
Yeah.
And there's no getting that back down.
Yeah.
Because you got the perm in there.
And it's like one of the first things people see. So it's
yeah.
like you are ah! so self-conscious about your hair and you don't even realize it until something goes wrong.
Katie, you were talking about how now you're just strictly the hair dye out of the box at
yeah.
Wally World now.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to brag, but that's what I do when I need to cover up some of the gray.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice and affordable.
It is, and it works great.
You can do it at home. It doesn't take hours.
You know what always terrified me, though?
What's that?
Knick Knack had some similar experiences. My wife, Knick Knack. And she got to a point, too, where she was just more or less like, I'm sick of paying so much for all this. She didn't necessarily have her hair fall out. But you know what I had to do?
What?
This was a few years ago when, like the highlight streaks were really a big thing.
Yeah.
So she would go buy the box of stuff, and we would sit in the bathroom. She would sit on the edge of the tub.
And she'd do it for you.
Not for me. She'd put that thing on her head. The cap that comes in the box, the rubber cap with like 100 holes in it.
Yeah.
And I had to sit there with the little crochet hook and pull her hair out of the holes, you know, and then highlight them blonde for her.
Yep.
And sit there and pray to God I didn't screw it up somehow. You know how stressful that is?
No, it's...
For a guy to do that to his wife's hair?
Absolutely.
And I was, was always like, you know what? If this turns out bad, this is on you. This isn't on me.
Right? You're like...
I have no sort of stylist certificate. Right?
Yeah. No. You take no responsibility for something
Zero
like
responsibility.
That.
I got another one for you, though.
What's that?
Josh is grabbing these calls. I had a friend who did that whole thing that you'd see like on America's Funniest Home Videos. She was in the kitchen making, I don't know what it was, brownies, a cake. She did the thing where she leaned over too far and the mixer was going.
Oh, no.
And it sucked her hair into the mixer.
Oh.
And took out a massive chunk.
Ouch.
A massive chunk out of her hair. Just completely ripped it out. Can you even imagine?
No, terrifying.
The pain with that.
The pain, and you don't realize how much you love your hair until you don't have it.
Well, you don't realize how much force is in those electric mixers either. Because it'll just grab your hair and rip it right out.
Right out of your head.
I don't know. She wasn't the most health conscious person, so I guarantee you that she baked them up anyway and ate them. Oh.
It's time for a Mix 100 Sports Report, because we know sports.
The big football program is back on tonight. The Denver Broncos, they got a preseason game tonight before the real games start, the football programs. They're on tonight, the Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Georgia. Kickoff is scheduled for 5 o'clock tonight, the big pregame. Going to take about 15 snaps, the starters are tonight on this pre-game and before the real game starts.
Wow. Most of the
starters. They got flea flickers.
Yep. Yeah, they will.
Going on tonight.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson's playing all positions tonight.
Nope.
Oh,
they're
going
to get the coaches out there to play, too, like in youth. You know, at the end of the season, they get the coaches against the kids.
Is that it?
They're doing that tonight.
We know a little bit about football.
On the preseason pregame tonight. Pre-gaming season. Denver Broncos.
Did you pregame Channel before 9? The show? Like, what is happening here?
This is important. This is Mix 100. This is sports on Mix 100. Yeah. I know. I'm pretty tapped into the flea flickers.
Oh, I know.
And the kicking.
You're impressive over
there. When they kick the ball in the sky.
Who's the Broncos kicker?
For the points. The Kicky McKickerton, of course. That's what they call him in the locker room. Everybody knows Kicky.
I'm going to go ask Will Lutz that question next
Who
time.
Who the hell's Will Lutz?
Hey, the kicker.
Kicky?
No! He doesn't like... He likes to go by Kicky Kickerton.
Kicky Kickerton.
Lutz.
Yeah, that's there you go.
No. Will. You guys aren't tapped in like I am.
No, we're not.
I'm always down there at the camps and the training camps and the massage rooms
where
and whatnot.
Where do
you sit then? Inside the building where it's air conditioned. Duh.
You are so smart.
I got my binoculars. Duh. I'm tapped in to the sports flea flickers. What else is going on?
Hey,
that game's tonight. Did I mention that?
That game is at 5
Channel
tonight.
9.
Bo Nix will not be playing, which is
doesn't
good
because
he's on artificial
turf.
No,
he is.
You don't want that.
No, he's playing.
Oh, all right. Well, all right.
Listen,
you know
Serge Ayer.
I got the inside track.
You do.
Tell me about Tony Hawk.
Okay.
Yeah,
did you know Tony Hawk was in town?
Tony
I bet
Hawk
you didn't.
Was in town, he was leaving skateboards at random skate parks, including one like La Raza.
Because he likes to litter.
Well, no, someone picked it
he
up.
Likes
See,
to give back.
That one was found.
Yeah.
That one was found.
Birdman was in town?
Signed it.
Do you know he goes by Birdman?
I didn't know that.
Look it up.
Really?
I told you I'm tapped into the world of skate, too.
That's not Larry Bird?
No, Birdman is the nickname for Tony Hawk.
Oh.
Yeah,
you?
While he's out doing the ollies and the kickflips.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Look at you, Jerry.
The Tic Tac. He's well, big with the Tic Tac.
Get lucky enough to find a skateboard. He's got a few more out there in Colorado, so be looking at random.
So, did he sign them?
Yeah, he signs them and then leaves them. That's his thing. He likes doing that. He likes to go to different towns all over the country.
It was raining yesterday.
Well, that's why no one was at the skate park, so he's like, I'm going to leave a skateboard here right now.
He put it under a bush.
Yeah, you're going to have a smeary signature on a soggy skateboard.
It's under a bush.
How are you going to do a 50-50 grind on that?
Holy crap, that's an actual move.
Yeah, I know. I used to skateboard. I was in skateboard camp for years.
Dude, good for
you. Yeah, I was an expert at the heel flip.
Could you really? Heel flip was like the one trick I couldn't do.
Well, you know what? Not everybody's as good as me.
That's true. Not even the great Tony Hawk.
And his soggy skateboards with smeared signatures.
Go find them. There's still some out there.
At your Mix 100 Sports Report.
Can I have your attention, please?
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
Well, just a heads up, if you have a new fur baby in your life in the form of a dog, you might not want to name your dog Bella. There is a report out from U.S. News and World Report. They did a giant survey about the top dog names in the entire country, and Bella came in at number one, followed by Luna, and then Max was third. So there's a lot of puppies out there named Bella, Max, and Luna. But Bella's the biggie.
Yeah.
Like, it was the biggest in, like, more than half the states across the country. So, like, if you're at a dog park and you yell, Bella, you're going to have nine dogs running up to you, probably.
And maybe somebody's daughter, because it's also a very popular kid's name.
True that. That'd be weird if some kid ran up to you at the dog park.
Like, Bella's having a moment, you know? Like, I like it.
All right, so there's that. If you'd like to buy a Ford Escape, very popular car amongst families and teen drivers. Yeah. Knick-Knack had a Ford Escape many, many years ago. They say they're pulling the plug on the old Ford Escape. It's been around for 25-plus years. So if you want to get one, get on it.
Are they saying just like a decrease in sales or what?
Oh, a lot of times the new models of different styles, like the Bronco Sport came out, which is the smaller like baby Bronco, and it's roughly the size of the Escape. So I would imagine they're just going to scrap the Escape because sales have probably tanked and the Bronco Sport is up. So.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think they got rid of the Edge, too, the Ford Edge.
Not the Edge.
Listen, it's going to be a really busy weekend downtown. You got Zach Bryan. You got those Banana Boys coming to town. Some Red Rock shows, some various festivals. Kink Fest is going to be in town. We're going to tell you about that in just a second. But be aware, RTD is letting everybody know that it's going to be nuts down there if you're taking public transportation.
Yeah.
So they're adding extra trains on the C, E, W, and N lines, if that means anything to you.
Thank goodness.
I know. Especially that E line, man, it gets nuts.
Tell me.
One of the worst, right? along with it, they're going to put some extra transit police on these lines, too, to keep an eye on the riffraff.
Wow.
So if you were planning on going downtown this weekend and seeing the Savannah Bananas and urinating on public transit, this is not your weekend.
Don't do it
because they got the police out
there. Don't do it. Even if it's your kink, right?
Yeah, even if it's your kink, do not urinate on the light rail because they will fire pepper spray right into your pee hole.
Oh, ouch. Ow, Jeremy. I don't even have one of those and it hurts.
Well, really, where does yours come out?
Yeah, I was going to say you have.
Well, maybe I do. I was thinking something different. Okay. Wow, Kink Fest coming to Denver. What's your kink? Let's have a ball.
Pepper spray in my area.
Jeez, I'm so glad the kids are in school.
I know. Right. Little ears. So this is a thing, though.
Yeah,
Kink Fest is in town.
It happens every quarter.
Apparently,
it's a quarterly Kink Fest. It happens at tracks. So whatever gets your motor going, they're expecting, at the big ones, 2,000 to 3,000 attendees at Kink Fest. So
that's too much
watch
kink.
Watch out. That's
too much fetish in one spot.
Kink. But again, happening
I guess if you're
tonight.
Looking for a kink or for a fetish or whatever, like this is a good time to show up to an event like this and just dabble in kinks.
Dabble's a great word
for it, too. Ask around.
Yeah, I'm sure. People will be more than happy to share
theirs with yours. Ask for recommendations on the kinks.
Recommendations. You can show off your own or search
for one. It's like a talent show, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have puppets and all sorts of stuff.
I don't know if they'll have awards, maybe.
Probably.
It'd be fun to have an award at
That's actually
fest.
My kink, is getting multiple awards. You ever made out with a trophy?
Not lately. Okay, well, if you do find your kink, then maybe 9 months later a baby will be born.
There was a baby born
in Broomfield. This one's special. I just want to give a shout out to the Broomfield Police Department because it happened on the side of the road in Broomfield, so right off Northwest Parkway. August 7th is when this went down, and a couple of Broomfield police officers were eating some breakfast burritos when they got the call that a baby was being born on the side of the road. So they raced to the baby, and they found the dad without his shirt on. The baby had been delivered.
Did he just come from Kinkfest?
You know what? Maybe. Maybe that's
Did he have
exactly
nipple clamps on?
Happened. Not in the pictures. Maybe he took them off before they
I
snapped
love
the picture.
Delivering babies.
But thankfully, the baby, the mom, and the dad, everybody's just fine.
That's
it is
really
such
cute.
A sweet story. And again,
all
thank
the nonsense
you.
Put to the side. That is pretty.
It is really sweet.
Cool.
And thank you again to Broomfield Police Department because I didn't realize this. They don't receive any training in that regard. So it's not like they go through a course when it comes to roadside
I've seen
delivery.
It. I've been in the delivering room. It's
well,
doesn't look
I've
that,
been there too. And
it doesn't
it
look
is
that difficult,
intense.
Katie.
No, they had to rely on instinct and calm decision making. And so I just tip our hats to you.
Do you think they finished their breakfast burrito while they were delivering the baby?
I think that you'd take that with you. Yeah, it's a nice, handy, portable food.
You can really
take
you
it
can,
right with you.
You can deliver a baby with one
right
hand.
Right up to the delivery. Right? That's a one-handed delivery right there. Exactly. Burrito in one hand, baby
Poor
in
lady.
The other.
Can you imagine looking up, seeing a police officer there munching on a burrito? Are you done yet?
He's like, that burrito was the size of a baby, but no.
You done pushing?
Thank you, officers, for what you do.
Are you up to date on your drunk celebrities?
Goofy gossip.
B-movies and boy bands?
Yeah.
Katie is.
Especially the boy bands. Let's see who can out Katie.
In Katie Crush.
With JKJ.
Yes, it is that time to get the crush on. We got Carla. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing this weekend?
You know, school shopping housework. Yeah, all the boring stuff.
You're a busy mama bear, huh?
Yes, I am.
Getting ready for that school year, huh?
It's expensive, too.
Yes.
Oh, God.
How many kiddos do you have?
Two teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they want all the name brand clothing crap, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just say no? Say buy it yourself.
They don't have jobs. That's
exactly.
The bad thing.
Too bad, so sad.
Right?
Go get a job.
You're trying to train them to get a really good job,
yeah.
Right?
Jeez.
That's why, yeah.
Besides.
Yeah, to support mom.
Yeah. Do you work at all? Do you have a job?
I do. I work in accounting.
Oh, okay. All right.
I
thought maybe. I could hear it in your voice that you were in accounting. Well, wherever you're working, just take a little off the top, you know?
Pocket it. No, sure.
Yeah, right. She's like, I want to keep working.
Then you can buy all the name
brand
clothes
exactly.
A little off the top. Pennies. They'll never notice. Carla, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie. Anything you want to say, Kitty Cat?
Yeah, you know what? I'm counting on you for a win,
ooh,
so you better bring it. Okay, good
snap.
Luck. Good luck.
See what she did there?
Yes.
All right, she's leaving. Oh, get out of here. What are you doing? She's still chatting. All right, so she's leaving the studios, Carla. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating, and we will find out how you did once we bring her back in the studios. But let's get it on. Here's your first question. What does GRWM stand for in the world of like social media?
GRWM. Oh. I don't know.
Grrm. No, you're going to pass? All right, we'll put you down for a pass. Here's your second question. What brand is known for the Align leggings?
Align legging.
Yeah.
Oh.
No cheating. I need an answer.
Adidas.
All All right, put you down for that. What is the name of the primarily drive-through coffee shop that offers drinks like the Rebel Freeze and the Golden Eagle Breve?
Dutch Bros.
Dutch to the bros. Here's your fourth question. This gaming franchise debuted in 2010 and features flightless birds defending their eggs from green pigs.
my kids are going to kill me.
Oh, my God. I don't want your kids to kill you, Carla. Hurry and get these right. I don't want them to murder you. Are you going to pass?
Pass.
Carla, why did you call in to play this game?
I needed a date night.
All right, here's your fifth and final question. Who is the creator of the Muppets? Oh, goodness.
I can...
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Carla, well, you should have just probably not called in. This is
I probably shouldn't have.
I'm really embarrassed for you, Carla. Would you like to? Would you want to pass?
Yes.
Would you like to say Dutch Brothers?
No.
All right, I'll put you down as pass. Katie is going to come back in, and let me add up how many you got right, Carla. Oh, that was quick. All right.
Oh, Jeremy.
Hi, Katie.
Be
you don't know.
Carla.
Maybe I threw you off just now. You don't even
you
know.
Exactly.
You don't know what's happening
maybe
right now.
You did. What is
all right, you
going
ready to play?
On? I'm so ready. It's Friday. Let's go.
In the world of social media, what does GRWM stand for?
Oh, no. What?
G-R-
Say it again. G-R-W-M. W-M.
Grm.
Good Reapers wear metal.
Actually,
no.
Carla passed. That is
it?
Get ready with me.
I
GR.
Those videos suck.
That I miss that. I know.
Here's your second question. Which brand is known for the Align leggings?
What?
What yourself? This is real life, you
I
guys.
Don't know. The only leggings I can think of is Lululemon.
Really? Way to pull that out of your Lululemon.
Yeah, right out of my
Carla,
lemon.
You said Adidas. Yeah, I was looking for
with
Lululemon.
The line. I get why you'd say Adidas, though. Dang it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you still there, Carla?
Yes.
Okay.
You got really quiet. I thought maybe your children had murdered you like
listening.
You said they would. Yeah.
No.
All right. Here is your third question. What's the name of the primarily drive-thru coffee shop that offers drinks like the Rebel Freeze and the Golden Eagle Breve?
I knew from the Rebel one. It's the Dutch Bros.
Yes.
Yes,
and...
my kiddo goes to those all the time.
Oh, Carla, you got one.
Carla!
Here is your fourth question. This gaming franchise debuted in 2010, features flightless birds defending their
angry
eggs.
Birds.
From well, don't say it. She hasn't guessed yet, Carla.
Thanks, Carla. Okay.
Carla.
Just gave it away.
Carla, you were doing bad. Now you're doing incredibly bad. You went from bad to way worse.
Did you also get that for her?
No, she didn't.
No,
but
you
I'm
didn't.
Gonna
no.
give it to you now.
Yes.
You just gave Katie
you
the point, Carla.
To give it to Carla. Too.
I don't have to do nothing for nobody. She screwed that one up. What are you doing? All right, here's your fifth and final question. After that freebie, don't say the answer to this one, Carla. Who is the creator of the Muppets?
Oh,
do you know now, huh, Carla?
Is it?
Yep.
Jim Henson, right?
Carla passed.
You knew that too, right, Carla? You knew that.
I do now.
After the fact, you totally got crushed today, Carla. You got one, Katie got four.
You helped me out, though, so thank you. Thank you, Carla.
But you know what, Carla? You made my day. You made me laugh. I'm in a good mood on a Friday, and you said you needed a date night out and dinner on us, so I'm going to give you the prize anyway, all right?
Thank you.
Carla.
I like you. You're so sweet, and that was just like the most innocent mistake, and I found it delightful. Angry Birds!
fun, Carla. That was a good time.